The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Guzzi Sampson.
Yes, we finally managed to kidnap the Guzman from the set of his mystery film. Thanks for coming in, Angus.
Thank you so much for having me back. This has maintained the greatest radio program status since its inception. Happy birthday, 100 episodes last week.
Thank you, sir.
It's Angus. Thank you. It might all hit the wall today because we're talking about the Bachelor of the Year.
Yeah. Oh.
We're going to get people to attempt to out-name drop you again.
Well, I don't like talking about myself. I'm happy to discuss others.
All right.
I do have my tips for the Bachelor of the Year as well.
Good. There'll be some Lou Ferrigno talk.
Is he one of the Bachelors?
He is now. Dealing with Dickinson fans won't go home empty-handed today.
Good.
There's a lot coming up on this special orgasmic edition of Get This.
That is absolutely unacceptable and those people should be severely dealt with.
That's Hunters and Collectors on Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Myself, Tony Martin, I'm here. Ed Cavalli's here.
Morning.
Working on new sizzling hot ideas full of traction and cut through as we speak. Richard Marsland is here.
Oh, with a haircut.
You know what we need? We need, you know, Coming to America, the Soul Glow jingle.
That's good.
Whenever I premiere a new haircut.
Nice. We want to hear that by the end of the show, but here's who we really want to hear from, Guzzi Sampson.
Yes. I have to say, Mars Bar, you actually look like an Australian cricketer on tour in Britain in the 80s because your facial hair matches the length of your scalp hair.
It's a full life change.
Angus, are you comfortable? Have you brought the dog in, I see, again.
Winston's here.
What a shiny coat Winston has.
I just went to Leo's meat sale.
Oh, yeah.
Where I paid $3 for a slice of ossobuco.
Fantastic.
So Winston's... and I've got you guys some croissants.
Oh, fantastic. And help yourself to drink, but don't drink that one because I think Gary Neewand might have bought that. He may have lowered the Neewand into it, so I wouldn't go near that. Are you parked? Yeah, you're right outside.
Yeah, no, a couple of blocks away. I've learnt the hard way.
Fantastic.
Listening to Andrew Powell and talking about her parking issues. And,
look.
I could relate.
You know what to do. Any trouble with the parking, a visiting US academic was driving your car at the time, dead or otherwise. It's good to have you here. We've had so many people say, when are you going to bust Guzzi? Off the set of that film he's making. Are we even allowed to talk about it?
Well, apparently my lovely publicist this morning, Asha, she rang and said you are allowed to say that you are working on it.
But that's on the internet. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, she said it's on the internet.
That's been in the paper. Where the Wild Things Are, Morris Sendak book that older listeners would remember.
Yep.
Maurice is the name of
Maurice, absolutely.
Maurice is the name of his name of his production company.
You say albino, we say albino. But what is the extent of it? I mean, that's as much as we can say, is it? You're in it.
Yes. I'm in it and I'm so glad to be here.
Let's run the rumours by you. Benicio del Toro is doing your voice. Is that true?
No.
Okay. Well, that's something.
There we go.
No. Right. No, for Benicio, he's not. No.
Can you tell us anything else? Spike Jonze, has anyone seen him? Hasn't been here in Australia for 2 months, not a single photo. I don't think there's ever been a photo of him anyway.
Maybe he doesn't exist.
Do you know who I met yesterday?
Spike Jonze.
Benicio del Toro.
I will tell you who I met yesterday, which is exciting. Spike is here. And is nice.
He's nice. Really there well. You go. That'll be all over the internet.
Did I tell you? I spoke to Angus yesterday. I said, Guz, you know Tone's going to spend the first 10 minutes grilling you about this film.
You know what I really like? For the first time, he's got nothing to say.
Let's get him in.
Jones, nice. What else you got?
Well, yesterday I met the cameraman who's doing behind the scenes of this film of Where the Wild Things Are. His name's Lance Bangs. You may know his work of Jackass.
Yeah.
He's the cameraman vomits during the paper cut sequence in the movie.
So will the making of just be a series of people in shopping carts colliding into trash cans?
That's actually Where the Wild Things Are. It's actually starring Johnny Knoxville and Angus Sampson as Wee Wee Man. No, it's exciting. You keep meeting all these wonderful and strange people and that you recognise.
Like who?
Tony Martin.
What about that Catherine Keener? Is she on board? Is she here somewhere? Can't even say.
She's
that's been in the paper. She's here.
Yeah. Are you just saying that so I can? Well, it's I read it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. She is then. Yes. No. She's lovely. Yes, yeah, she is.
Because we like her.
As do I. And she said that she yesterday at work she said, I heard you on the radio this morning. I was like, oh, really? Like, has she sort of got out Get This already for Wednesday? And I was like, really? And she said, yeah, you were reading the news.
And were you?
No.
Maybe it's one of your voiceovers.
It might have been.
There's quite a few run on this program. What are you doing at the moment? What ones?
No, I haven't really been doing
it. But you can't even talk about them now.
But, you know, I've been thinking about it. I don't know. How can I say this? We've been doing very long hours, so it's about sort of 15-hour days on this, and I haven't been able to do anything that I normally like to do, such as your beautiful program or voiceovers or anything. So I think there's a few floating around. I keep getting occasional text messages from people saying, enjoying the Nando's ad? I'm like, what?
Feel like some chicken? Good work.
I did one once for the Defence Force.
Yeah.
And I always used to think, what a noble cause that was. When I was a kid, you know, that with the one weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. But I had to do one where it was like a testimonial from my time at the Defence Force Academy, where they gave me some sound bites.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, the mates, definitely the mates. Oh, just graduation day was unbelievable when we threw our hats in the air. I was like, are you serious? This is what I've been, this is who, I mean, I felt so cheap and, you know, now I'm against war after that. So.
Here's one, just see if you can get this job. Oh, get this, that's great. Oh, I love Tony Martin's new show. You know, ones like that.
I'm happy to do those. If you want me, I'll be like, yeah, it's fantastic. Get This is great by Timmy Martin. Tony Martin.
Yeah,
Tony.
That's not the idiom.
No, you've got to do the exactly.
You got to have just used way too many phrases that only people in radio use.
That's how you
I'm
know.
A huge fan of Better Music Variety. I think the way they rotate the golds is fantastic.
Thank goodness my workday is full of variety now.
I have heard that.
Fantastic. I love that I'm driving home with the laughs I need. I love when you hear someone saying that.
My afternoon used to lack cut through and sizzle, but not anymore.
I've got a new one.
What?
I've got a new one.
What?
Some people we know work on another station, not this fine station,
no.
Australia's premier rock network, another lesser station.
Yeah, come on.
They've got a notice up from the program director on the wall saying, before you put anything to air, run it through the Razzle Dazzle filter. The Razzle Dazzle filter. Have we got one of those, Mars?
Well, I did work under the Razzle Dazzle regime.
And how do you know?
Exactly. What is that?
How do you know whether it's been through or
it's
not?
It's just glitter. And, you know, it's Todd McKinney.
Oh, but right. Is it Todd McKinney or is it Todd McKinney?
It's Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman!
You just take it into a room and there's Ernie Sigley and Todd McKinney just looking at it. Welcome. Have you thought about how's this for you? Good morning. No, we used that last week. Todd, what are you doing? Get those shoes off.
Running through the filter, buddy.
Your pants are flapping. Angus got those excess material around the thighs.
He does.
Angus,
that he was bitter about Hugh Jackman getting the role.
Oh, look. Have we got you out of trouble yet? We haven't said anything you're not allowed to talk about, have we?
I'm been very busy. Working at the Melbourne International Film Festival, judging in there, the short films and documentaries. Great honour to be asked, only four people, and I was so lovely of them to ask. And then they presented me the document, the itinerary of my viewing schedule, 91 films I had to watch. Oh,
short films, but still films.
Yeah. Mm. So, and that recently, and we've been training every single day, and got personal trainers for Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah.
And I took my dog for a run yesterday. This is how I know that it works. I was dragging Winston. He couldn't keep up with me.
Did you see that? We got a tidbit there. He's got a personal trainer.
There you go, Tone.
Yeah.
What about, let's turn the tables. Boy Town.
Yeah.
What can you tell us?
It's about a boy band. Glenn Robbins is in it. there's singing, there's dancing. It's going to be a great soundtrack album. I can tell you anything you want.
Yes, okay, but there are other things that you haven't mentioned.
Like?
When's it coming out?
October 19th.
And it's starring Glenn Robbins.
And Mick Malloy, Bob Franklin.
Okay.
Lockie Hume,
yep. Okay, yeah. And it's you haven't revealed the one thing that everybody wants to know. It's about what?
A boy band.
Coming up after the break, we've got a huge block of rock.
We are going to run you through the razzle dazzle filter. That's what we're going to do, Angus.
Let's go and get Ernie out of the room now. Sigley?
Let's do it now.
I'm having
the Veronicas here at Triple M. It's get this. Angus Sampson has finally come back in and he does a lot of voiceovers. Here's one he doesn't do.
Should just have a bruised leg.
Don't you love that bloke?
Did he say Bruce Laird?
You just have a bruised leg. It's a road safety ad that's on in some states, not all.
I thought it was talking about the cricketer Bruce Laird.
I know you're a big fan of this one.
Don Howard is as welcome in Melbourne today as a yellow-bellied buck snagging a barbecue.
That's right.
Now, I have a question for you. I want to get that as my ringtone.
You can by visiting our website.
I was thinking, I read this article on the weekend about one of Steve Bracks, the Victorian State Premier's script writers. And I was thinking, I wonder if that guy had a script writer, Mr. Gurr is going to put his name to it. If that came to him or if he got it from a jocular friend of his who owns a caravan park down at, you know, Anglesey or something.
I hope he said, I'm using that.
I'm going to, can I borrow that?
Or maybe there was a think tank, a bit of an ideas shower.
Here we go.
They ran it through the razzle dazzle filter.
It rained down in the ideas shower.
Just one more. I'm sure it was written.
Yeah.
A yellow-bellied black snake in a barbecue.
Well, that's just the short version. You know, it depends if you want the full one on your phone or not. It can be quite disturbing if it goes off during a movie. We had Tom Gleisner in here the other day. His wife's phone was stolen. And then he does a thing of, you know, calling it to see if it goes off. That's when you need a ringtone to go off. Distinctive one. Or maybe one you can trigger with a certain number where the ringtone is just, help, I've been stolen. I'm a stolen phone. Help. You know, just have that. Could you set that off?
How about this then? In theory, the police and phone providers can nominate and identify where exactly your stolen phone is if it's being used. However, they don't because they want you to keep using their phone. You know, if you stole my phone.
Yes.
And I'm looking to buy a new phone. And I was telling Ed the other day, there's too much to choose from. I don't even know what. I'm getting a phone now that doesn't actually make calls.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do everything else.
The radio's awesome.
But they can actually say, oh, okay, well, it's that phone that you bought is registered to you, is being used with the SIM card belonging to Tony Martin. We can actually, you know, locate where it is, but they don't, because as long as you're spending money on... Anyway,
phones are happy.
And if you've got a sour grapes...
Well, I've got to
which,
get...
Which, of course.
I still don't have a mobile phone. I don't have time to go answering phones.
Why not?
I'm busy transcribing the 7:30 report for work-related reasons.
I was hoping to slip the word quibble in then.
Quibble, is that your word you've got to sneak in, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. I see.
That's Stephen, one down.
Stephen Curry.
I'm trying to find a lot of people. Crispin.
Hey, Crispin Glover.
I hope it's Crispin Glover. I'd like to think it is Crispin Glover.
I'd love to be Angus this man.
It's a fine line between Dennis Hopper and Crispin Glover.
It is.
He says, Tony, your glasses need updating. See, I'm holding out with the round glasses because everyone's gone over to the small little rectangular glasses and I don't want to look like, who's that bloke who wrote Lantana? Andrew Bovell. I don't want to look like that. I don't want to look like I'm in advertising.
Yeah, you don't want to look like you've got that you wear a scooter, that you drive a scooter with a suit and those glasses on your
emo.
Yeah, a little bit emo on your way to like Brick House Innovations. You say, what do you do? We're an innovations company. What does that mean? Not much.
Brick House after the Commodores song.
Well, if you like.
Well, see, I'm not going down that path. I'm holding out till the round glasses come back. Because rectangulars, it's a phase that the young people are going through, like the metric system.
You've been in round glasses for how long?
Years. Since the late 80s.
Since Lennon?
No, I'm not that old.
Crispin, I can tell you that Tony has updated his round glasses. They are round, but now he has a hologram. Of a skull and crossbones on the actual lens.
How did we get here? That's not look an good issue. We should be talking about important issues out there in the real world. What about this bloke who, you know, confessed to killing JonBenet Ramsey?
Oh, yeah.
Turns out was just after a free plane trip and some nice champagne.
What has it been proven that he did?
Yeah, DNA. It wasn't him. Wasn't him. Not him. Not guilty. Clearly just needed a plane trip home. Wouldn't mind going first.
He actually reminds me of the caricature that they have on the Ask Jeeves website of Jeeves.
No, I think it's internet. The lead singer of the Pet Shop Boys, I think, is the lookalike you're looking for.
Neil Tennant?
Neil Tennant. That's him.
Sorry. That's a new one?
I do like the lookalikes.
You do like a lookalike. You I love do. A lookalike.
What's your best and worst lookalike?
It's all pedophiles, alleged pedophiles, so it's disturbing. I'm sorry, that bloke with the girl in the house. Yeah. Killed himself, Cillian Murphy. Yeah, have a look. It's a good look. Wow.
Yeah, it's a big
close. But I was actually thinking your best and worst of yourself.
I got one.
Sam and Tone do this thing where it's where people say to you, what's the best, you know, you look like?
Yeah, well, I get the older Harry Potter, Warwick Fairfax, the Computers for Dummies logo guy, the Wally guy. There's so many
for
me.
Computers
for
Dummies. But
is that your best or the worst?
Did I get James Valentine? There's so many.
That's great.
Absent friends.
Well, I was getting a haircut the other day.
Yeah.
And the lady described my complexion as corpse in a river. But then she was cutting my hair and she said, you know, I've been trying to figure out what you look like. And I said, not who? She goes, no, what? What? And I said, all right, what have you got? And she goes, a cartoon character. That's what you look like. And then another girl who was cutting hair next to her, like, is got her back turned to us, throws down her scissors and goes, yes, she's got it. A cartoon character.
Foghorn Leghorn.
And I said, which one? She goes, it doesn't matter. Your big face and your big nose and stuff.
Are you serious?
Just bugging me.
What kind of hairdressers is this? You're a corpse in a river. You've got a big nose. You're a cartoon character.
Yeah.
At least I didn't say you're Millsy.
Oh, I get that a lot. Yeah, I get Millsy all the time.
Just remember, it could be worse. Mick Molloy, Richard Clapton, everywhere he goes.
Girls on the Avenue, Richard Clapton.
Although if you say that to me, he goes, oh, mate, it's only after a big night on the tiles. It's not like the normal me.
Hey, that's the thing. That's the best and the worst that you get. That's the best. So that
No one looks like you.
No one looks like you.
No, they're not. I did used to get one. Phil Waugh, the rugby when he had longer hair, and I was like, what? He looks like Eddie Munster, you know, or Uncle Fester, sort of. You know, I'm like, I don't know. There's not many people that look like us.
Hello. Hey, here's someone who really nobody looks or sounds like.
You are dealing with Dickinson.
There he is, the host of Dealing with Dickinson on Foxtel.
Yeah.
Antique valuing bloke.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people who don't have Foxtel have been calling in going, well, we love hearing the clips, but we don't know what he looks like. He was on the ABC last night.
He was.
On Rolf Harris's show, where Rolf Harris gets three young kiddies with painting skills to do a portrait of somebody. Out comes David Dickinson. And interestingly, wasn't in his barking, aggressive mode from his own show.
What was he like?
He was Mr. Friendly.
Softer side.
Because he was being painted.
Yeah.
But although he may have turned at one point.
Shall we listen?
Here's a clip of him meeting the artists. And so the artists don't know who it is they're going to be painting. Have a listen.
Okay.
Step this way, kind sir. Here's, of course, antique supremo David Dickinson. Binny.
Hello, Binny. Nice to meet you.
Andy.
Hello, Andy. Nice to meet you.
And Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca. Nice to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you.
Been painted before?
Never before, Rolf. But I mean, it's such an exciting prospect that. And three at once.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you were going to ask about some colour.
Well, we're just, you know, I'm just trying to sort of take in the blue, a bit of a blue situation. Yeah.
Any other ties? This is one of my favourites.
I know, but...
So you're saying now you're qualified to tell me?
No.
Because you're doing the talking.
Well, no.
Excuse me, just one second. This is one of my favourite Italian ties.
No, David.
I'm going to say this from now on. No more prisoners, no more nice talk. From now on, you are dealing with Dickinson. Noble
So there might have been a slight bit of editing
Jesus,
there.
He's turned on them, hasn't he? he's taken the trouble to go and get a synthesizer and play some heavy music under himself.
Maddie
as well.
In production wasn't happy about that. Oh, how am I going to match the synthesizer?
I just had visions that he was going to come out like with a flag of Britain painted on his body. You know, it was like Girls of the Grand Prix. With David Dickinson.
Maybe wearing the Flavio bag.
Oh, lolly bag.
I bought a Rolf Harris video the other day, learned to draw on VHS.
Oh, wow.
Secondhand from a video chain. It was 98 cents and they only charged me 95.
Bargain.
Wow.
Massive.
That is, Dickinson would be so impressed. That is a 98 cent value for 95 cents.
And you're dealing with Dickinson. I haven't even seen it.
Well, he, at the end of the show, where Rolf produces the paintings, oh, yeah. And Dickinson gets to see the portraits of himself, and he was visibly moved. He was crying when he saw the paintings of himself.
Did you see the one with Cilla Black?
No, was she in tears?
Well, the only time I saw them together previously, or heard them together, was on a Goodies episode.
Wow.
Where the music master abducted all the musicians in the world and forced them to record with one another.
Yeah.
And the Goodies, you know, put on a two-day music festival to try and get abducted. then they could break everyone out from within.
Right.
And because they had Cilla Black was in one room, they went to open her, and Bill Lottie goes, "No, I can't. When she hits the high notes, it's just..." And so they leave her locked up. They leave her locked up because they're wanting her and Rolf Harris to perform together in this room.
Right.
And at the end of the episode, she busts out. You know, everything's hunky-dory, status quo, beautiful. And then at the end of the episode, there's a knock at the door and it's Cilla Black, and she finds out that they didn't release her, and she does one of her, you know, high yells, high screams, and of course the Goodies house starts to fall apart. And that's the end of the episode.
So you're sitting there watching Rolf and the real Cilla Black and remembering
the
fictional versions of them were together 30 years ago. That's not odd. Let's get back to David Dickinson. He's having a look at the paintings of himself. He's moved. Have a listen to his reaction.
Okay, artists, if you'll stand by your paintings.
Hello.
You remember this fella, do you?
I think all are exceptional and so individual and so different and so wonderful. I mean, this picture here, there's so much of me in there, and the eyes in there, and the hands, and the lazy look in the eyes. That's very, very me, and it's a wonderful picture.
So you've done your homework?
To even hear a young lady asking me if I done her homework, when really you don't know your back from your front front.
No,
I am not f-ing happy. I think I've had enough, quite frankly. You know, you're taking the f- out of me. You are taking the f- out of me. I'm not a f-ing big brother.
You've done very well with what you've bought. You've done.
So I've got my 25 years experience right, have I? Bloody homework, have I?
No, David,
I'm going to say this from now on. No more prisoners, no more nice talk. From now on, you are dealing with Dickinson. Noble.
A slight amount of editing may have occurred there.
So you can't hardly notice it.
I wonder if we could get him to do the Yellow Belly Black Snake.
That'd be good.
Our producer is run out of fingers and has taken his shoes off and is holding up toes.
I'm sorry.
And it's not your fault, Angus. It's Greg Fleet's fault.
Yeah,
somehow Greg Fleet's fault.
You know it's your fault, Fleet.
Fleetcast?
Fleetcast, podcast, it's all up there on the website.
Yeah.
It's getting dark outside. More in a moment.
Get this.
It's clear that this is about as bad as it will ever get.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
Let's get this on Triple M, our special orgasmic edition, where Angus Sampson has broken the record for the longest ever talk break on this show. Russell Gilbert held it. Only lasted 3 days.
Is that Russell's record or his latest program?
No, that was the record for this show, Russell Gilbert. But he did do a lot of singing to pad out the running time. Hey, this is the part of the show where normally Ed will do a bit of a song for us.
Yeah.
But guess what? Maddie Dower, you might know Maddie Dower, builds all the sketches for us.
Genius.
Ex-host of the Dower Hour of Power up there in Brisbane.
You might know him as Mad Dog.
Mad Dog, apparently. He was walking past the jury room here at Triple M. I don't know if you're aware we have a jury process here at Triple M.
I saw it when I was downloading some of your podcasts.
Yeah.
The join the jury at Triple M.
That's right.
It was exciting. But I've avoided all jury duty in my life, so quickly.
Well, you can pop into the jury room. It's just, you know, a whole lot of, well, Toto songs being played and 12 very angry men.
Do you know, it is. A malapropism of a Toto song, I guess it rains down in Africa, or I bless the rains, was I wrestle marines down in Africa.
That's
true.
That is great.
Yeah, that'll be good for Malaprop Corner, which is coming up. But hey, listen to this. So Maddie's walking past the jury room here, and there's a big discussion about whether this song, it's called Don't Play It Yet, You Belong to the City by Glenn Frey.
Now, I don't know this song.
Should be struck off forever.
My first question to Tone was, who's Glenn Frey? And my second question was, what's that song?
And this was my answer to who's Glenn Frey. The heat is on.
Yeah! Do you know who he actually looks like? That was my Don Henley in the
very
background.
Nice.
Do you know who he actually looks like? He looks a little like a short version of Lurch.
Okay. But the song, you've got to know the song, because I don't reckon you can get any more 80s sounding than this. Have right, a listen to this.
Smooth and easy.
Don't tell me this is never going to be heard again.
I'm driving down the New England Highway.
And wait till the song kicks in.
Imagine the reed, how wet the reed on the sax was after this session.
Listen, how 80s is this? When the actual instruments kick in.
At the moment, I see silhouette woman with really, like, high-waisted swimsuit on.
Here we go.
Look over to the drummer. Give him a nod. Here comes the ivories.
I hope the jury have spoken for the negative. I don't think we ever need to hear that again. But no, you can stop now, Mr. Barson.
Richard's just was not tightening his jeans there.
Please, give us something more contemporary. Oh.
Perfect.
It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. That was Billy Idol, and this is Angus Sampson, our co-host this morning.
Tony, Ed, Nikki and Marsbar, thanks for having me in.
Oh, look, I'm just
happy to have you, sir.
Looking through the emails.
What's going on? We get a lot of emails.
We get a lot of emails about Angus, obviously.
Yep. Sorry about that, guys.
People monitoring the ad breaks for your voice, but then at the same time they're saying, is Greg Fleet the yellow Home Hardware dog? Yes, he is.
Is he really?
Yeah. He is made of plasticine and fully animated.
Went there on the weekend wondering about who those dogs were. They've got
Fleety.
Paws everywhere.
Fleety.
Yeah.
And someone else, not sure who the other one is.
I know who the other one is.
Who?
He's a comedian as well. No. Vic.
Plume.
Grey hair. I was in a film with him. Ugh,
that guy.
Embarrassing.
Okay.
Lovely
Ed,
man.
You've been accused of being the carpet court jester.
No, I'm not the carpet court jester, and I saw that the other day, and that was highly insulting. Thank you.
Are you the GE money genie?
I saw that last week, and that is also highly insulting.
Are you in the new KFC ad?
Yes.
What, acting?
Hello!
Yes.
Did you get to eat Kentucky? Wow.
Finally, we've struck gold.
No, I... Yes, I did.
Heavily.
Food. He was just lured to the set. Well, by the smell of chicken.
He wasn't actually officially in the ad. He was just wandering past.
I was just in the restaurant. I'd slept there overnight. That is me. I didn't eat any KFC that day because I learned how to just like pretend to bite as opposed to actually bite. Mm. And it's a great product, et cetera, et cetera, whatever. But when my agent called me and said, oh, have you seen the ad? I said, no, I haven't. Have you? She was in stitches and I could hear everyone else laughing in the background. And I said, what's the matter? And she said, it's by far...
Your best work?
The worst performance of anyone in our agency this year. Thank you very much.
is she the same person that cuts your hair? I mean, what is it attracting? People are saying you've got ugly parents next. I mean, what's everyone is giving you a hard time.
I'm still blown away by the sincerity of the it's a fine product.
Is that what
Which
you're
it
saying?
Is. I'm not saying it's
you
not.
Told me to say that, Martin.
I didn't tell you to say it in those words. I said, don't get yourself sacked.
I'm with you. I only eat Kentucky on a road trip. Mm. Only ever.
And when you're on that road trip, I'm sure you're behind the wheel of the Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Oh, sick.
Hey, Mr. Marsden, I think you're going to have to do it yourself.
Do it, Marsden.
You're listening to Triple M.
You are an 80s Australian cricketer.
All right, can we go up a mountain? Can we? Every time Angus comes in, we like to get the listeners to out-name drop him.
Yep.
You want to drop some names first up, Angus?
Since I saw you last, many things have been happening.
That you can't talk about.
I can't talk about, but one thing I can talk about was in the last week I've been reading about Terry Tao.
Oh, yeah.
The Adelaide maths genius, 24-year-old. I think he works, he's a professor at UCLA, mm-hmm. and he was just awarded the Fields Medal, which was the Nobel of Mathematics.
Right.
One of, they can award it up to four people under the age of 40, if their birthday's on January, you know, before January 1, mm-hmm. the right. age of 40. And I thought, when I first heard his name, I thought, did they say Terry Tao? Like with a L? But his name's Tao, T-A-O. And I've been thinking, like, making myself laugh about a nickname for him, like if I call him Ling or something.
We're all laughing by the fact that your dog is just checking out
Cavalier's
genitalia.
He just heard Kentucky.
I keep a lot of meat in there.
Two-piece feed. Right.
He's getting his nose under the Flavio bag.
But Terry Tao, I got on a website. You can get his web, Terry Tao
website.
What's
he got?
Maths conundrums?
It is. He posts the homework for his students at UCLA, the questions and what have you. And I was reading, I couldn't even understand his English, let alone the maths. But the one thing I did love was demands of what have you, of things being due and him not being available. One thing I did like was, due to a typo in the June question, the homework won't be due for another 15 days. Like I was, it was nice to see that even geniuses make mistakes. But Terry Tao, get on his website, and also the Russian dude that
said no thanks.
Yeah, he's unemployed and lives with his mother.
Doesn't that's right.
Need the fame?
I somehow still think he's wearing a Star Trek uniform, though. I just
he looks
know
like
he
Rasputin,
is.
But since I also went to a Big Brother eviction show.
All right, okay. This will raise the bar for names.
Yeah.
We've got Terry Tao. Can Terry we go Tao. Higher?
Well, I went with Dylan Lewis.
Yes.
And his lovely wife, Holly, and a couple of friends from school. And we went and had a house tour.
Oh, how's that?
Because you don't get to see enough of it on TV. You really want to have a look close up.
I just wanted to see who provides that furniture that looks so sturdy in the house. But I ended up, as Channel 10 was very kind enough to take me around on a house tour. We're walking through and they make you wear a cloak. She said, because the lovely woman that took us around said, because the housemates look at the mirror, look at themselves so much.
If they
see a bright colour through the mirror, they'll know that someone's watching.
They are easily distracted
They're
by
like
bright
magpies.
Objects.
It is minor birds.
Yeah. But they don't want anyone birds. Watching.
Yeah. So we went on a tour and they said, you've got to be very quiet. You know, and you go into a compound and they give you a tour and.
Don't feed them.
It was exactly like
if one of them tries to read poetry to you, just keep walking.
I ended up looking through. They had them locked into the bedroom, and I looked through the mirror. They said, "Oh, you can have a look here." And I looked through the mirror, and the winner was about 2 inches from my face doing his hair.
Yeah.
I kid you not, looking straight at me.
And busting out a pole.
I froze. But I think he wears makeup.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Of course he does.
I was very close. But the thing was, I kid you not, it's so pitch black. It's amazing. I don't know why they don't show the inner workings of it. You know who I bumped into
Ernie
on the
Sigley.
House tour?
Ernie Sigley.
Mark Scaife.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
And his phone went off. His phone started ringing. That's up there with Spike Nice.
Yeah.
Mark Scaife's mobile phone started ringing in the house.
And what was the ringtone?
It was vibrate. It was like a...
Oh, it wasn't Murray Walker.
Straight through the chicane! Now, speaking of reality TV, I met a reality TV type out and about one time. And they said, what are you doing now? And they said, I've got a newspaper column. And I said, that's a joke, who writes it for you? And they said, this woman, I don't really know her name. And I said, what? She said, I don't really know her name. I just sort of write a couple of things in dot point, they turn it into an article. And then I said, as a joke, why don't you get someone to write a novel for you as well? And they replied, my agent's looking into it, it's coming out next year.
Who is this?
I can't.
They've got an agent. I don't have an agent.
Yeah.
Someone on Big Brother, they have agents?
Yeah.
And the other thing, Tone, that I know that you guys will probably talk about later, but in Survivor news, they're up to their what series do you think they're up to in America of the
12?
Survivor? 13. Oh, very yeah. close, Ed. And you know what they're doing now, which has caused the ire of some people, that they're the latest tribes are being divided up on into race.
Oh, okay.
So there's Hispanic, yes. African-American, Asian-American and Caucasian.
Right. Ooh. Wow. And Hezbollah, do they have representation on Survivor?
Tony, are you wearing a Mick Malloy T-shirt again?
I'm wearing a limited edition Tough Love T-shirt.
Is that the second time this week?
Just for your amusement. I thought if we didn't have anything for break three, I'd just unzip and bang, gold would occur.
It's time to go.
We have
jacket.
What a piss week selection Sorry. Of names. Terry Tao.
No, Terry Tao.
Someone off Big Brother. We've learned that Jamin likes to wear makeup.
Darren was evicted the night that I went.
Who's Darren?
I reckon the
guy,
listeners.
And my friend Marik took a sign and held it up when he was evicted. Broke back Darren. I like that.
Hey, it's 133353. Call in now. Drop some names.
Are we going to have to go straight in, do you reckon?
Of course we are. What have you got? You've got a bit of paper.
Well, while people are calling, I might just congratulate Guzzi on 40 Legends, which is in cinemas at the moment. And once again point out, there's an idiot writes for the Sunday Age called Tom Ryan. He's a film critic. Going senile. Every week he bags 40 Legends in his column. And every week he takes the time out to compare it to Coado's previous film, The Forgotten People, which is not the name of it.
The Forgiven.
Not the name of it. We talk about it every week and he just goes, buggy, I'm just going to keep calling it the wrong name.
Keep on keeping on.
How's that?
I saw him walking down the street the other day. I thought he was young. I thought he was like a 20-something.
No, he's an ancient fool. Who's copped his... Look, the people who made 48 Shades, they're the latest ones to cop it from a bloke who doesn't even give a stuff what the films are called that he's reviewing.
Fair enough.
Hello to everyone on 48 Shades. Is that that author that you like?
Yeah, Nick Earls.
Nick Earls.
Really like Nick Earls. Zigzag Street. Amazing book. Get it out. Have a read.
Directed by the chap who plays the South African swimmer from Muriel's Wedding.
Is that right?
Oh, Daniel Lapine.
And Emma Leung, of course, in both films. Okay. Lovely Emma. Okay.
So if that's 48 Shades, or as Tom Ryan calls it, the Battleship Potemkin. Yeah. That's out in cinemas.
One other quick name drop. We're massive fans of Alex Perry, fashion designer's work.
Alex Pabst.
I thought you were going to say Alex Perry. Pabst is on Play School now.
Wow, we're right.
Did you know that?
Name drops.
Alex Pabst has just been given the Play School gig.
Well, anyway, so Alex Perry, he was talking today about how he felt about comfort versus fashion, and he said that corsets and firm materials were the keys to dress successfully. He said that women who are dressed comfortably look bland. That's from a man who thinks it's perfectly fine to get around looking like a pirate.
She'd be the finest seagoing vessel about.
There's too much piracy in Australia at the moment. Who's that football?
Oh, Jason Pirate Akramanis.
Buccaneer! Full-blown Buccaneer. Do we have anyone calling?
We have a dovetail, very quickly.
Oh, really?
We have a dovetail.
We don't have time for the main topic, okay. But let's hear the dovetail.
Okay, we would have if you didn't have to say that. So, give us your impression. We love Guzzi Sampson. We've all been trying to do the Guzzi Sampson soundbite. Now, let's have a listen, Rich.
Okay.
Let's have a quick listen. Here it goes. You've got to do it. Go. Here we go.
Guzzi Sampson.
The dovetail is...
What is that from?
That's his phone when you call him up.
That's your message. You go, Guzzi Sampson. That's enough,
that's
isn't it?
That's it. People know what they're in for.
It's from when I first got a mobile phone about 9 years ago. Okay. And I didn't want to say my own name. Right. Hi, you've rung Angus Sampson. Well, leave a message, I'll get back to you.
Speaking of about 9 years ago... Is anyone calling?
Yeah, we've got it. We're ready. Hi, John.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for waiting, mate. So what, tell us, name, let's drop some names.
Okay, a few years ago, I was working security in a hotel in the city.
Yep.
And the keynote speaker had a guest come and see him. Mm-hmm. When I queried who the guest was before I let him into the function room, he actually dropped out the identification of Prince Leonard of Luxembourg.
Is that right? Wow. Now, I don't think you've got a story about Prince Leonard, Angus, do you?
Well, I just know that it's the most profitable country in Europe.
That's it.
And what was he like? How was Lenny on the tear?
Well, actually, he was a bit dishevelled. Un-ironed suit, hair all over the place, and looked like he'd had a few before he got there.
Is that right? Well, that's Luxembourg in a nutshell. Dishevelled place, man.
I was out one night with Prince Harry.
Oh, really?
During the Olympics.
Did he try and pass
in
you?
Sydney. A friend of mine.
Yeah.
who I call Candy, her name's Claire, he asked her to show her her breasts.
Hey.
And
really?
She was like, ah, no, no, no.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
By a royal decree.
Yeah, he said,
show us your
breasts. And she said, no. And he said, go on, do it for the empire.
You are joking.
I'm not. I'm serious. This was without a word of lie. And when he drove off that night, like they had staffies. It was up in Sydney. They had staffies. And he had his security guards with him. They had cars out the front. And when he got in to the car to drive off, my friend Candy ran up and said, okay, I will, and didn't. And he lifted his shirt up and pushed his nipple against the window as the car drove off and the security guards grabbed him.
Yeah.
So it's not Luxembourg, but
so the honourable lineage of the British royal family continues on into the new millennium.
That's a good name drop.
It's a great name drop.
It's a good name
drop. Hello, Lou. How are you? Oh, Lou?
Hello, Angus, you sexy
beast. Oh! Steady on.
Hello, Auntie Lou.
It's a bit early in the day, but...
That's all right. No, never with Guzzy. Now, let's have a name drop from you.
Oh, I'm going for a big one for all of the religious followers out there, the Pope.
Whoa!
Oh. Nice crackle.
Not the current one, the dead one.
The
Pope.
The
current one, but the dead one.
What about the dead? What happened?
Grade 7 Catholic school, when they did his tour in 1986, one child got chosen from every Catholic school in Brisbane to go and receive communion from the Pope at ANZ Stadium, very illustrious location of athletic stadium.
Very religious.
And we all had to have our names drawn out of a hat, and I sat there going, oh crap, I hope it's not me, but it was me.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the big bragging rights in school, is it?
Well,
I'm going to go get communion from the Pope.
What did he say anything to you, Luke?
Yeah.
He muttered something in Latin and gave me a wafer.
Yeah. Did he do pull my finger? He often does do that, but in Latin.
No, I don't know. He didn't offer one finger, though, so I was a bit disappointed.
Gave
to be
you
honest.
A wafer. Here's
I kind of was expecting
bar.
More. I asked him what was under the hat.
Wow.
Hey, Lou.
Lou, I bought a Pope T-shirt transfer.
Yeah.
That's a portrait. Impressive.
Yeah, that's the only name drop I've got for Pope John Paul.
Lou, could you give us a version of Guzzy Sampson? Could you give us your deepest Guzzy Sampson?
I think you'll be waiting on the line.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Stay on the line, Lou.
Can we go better than the Pope?
Yeah, hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys? All
excellent,
right?
Sir. Excellent. Let's have a name drop.
It's Pete Smith.
Oh.
Nice crackle.
Pete Smith.
Wow. Pete, where did you bump into him?
I've just finished up working on a cruise ship in sunny Alaska.
Whoa.
And I saw a bloke and I thought, geez, you look a bit familiar. And I realised it was none other than Pete Smith.
What? And did you talk to him?
Yeah. Oh, you got a photograph and everything. It's my screensaver on my computer now.
That's fantastic. What were you doing? What were you doing on the cruise ship? What was your job?
I was an assistant cruise director.
What does that mean?
Activities and teach old people how to line dance.
Yes, and steering clear of people of interest.
Yeah. And call bingo.
Call bingo.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, it's time for your crack at a Guzzy Sampson. Give us your deepest Guzzy Sampson.
Guzzy Sampson.
Not too bad.
Nice
but
temper.
Can you top? A bit basic. Can you top Pete Smith? Oh, you would have worked with Pete, surely.
I haven't. Never, ever.
The only person in this room who's not worked with Pete Smith. Well, Angus, I think you've been defeated today.
I have. I'm hopeless. Do you know, since I've seen you last, there have been so many times I've gone, I can't wait to tell the guys about, I can't wait, I've got to, yes, I'm writing that down. And I've just gone. Hopeless.
Well, hopefully next time you come in, you will be able to say something about this mystery Spike Jonze film, Where the Wild Things Are.
I will, definitely will. And thank you so much for having me in. And please keep up the incredible, great work.
Always a treat. Did you get all of the words in you were supposed to mention?
Yes, thank you.
When are you supposed to say curmudgeonly? Didn't
curmudgeonly, Steve Curry, good morning. Good luck. Have a safe flight to Sydney. Nikki, thanks very much for looking after Winston. Marsbar.
My pleasure.
And
shave your head, not your beard.
Thanks to everyone who called in. This is officially the most amount of talk we've had in one of these hours.
That's sorry.
So the challenge is out for Greg Fleet when he comes in.
Oh, God.
And if you can, I was thinking, people have been contacting me about Movember. Think about Mervember. Merv Hughes. All Merv Hughes. Some Merv Hughes.
Wouldn't that be a treat?
I just wanted to put it out there, see what comes back.
Good stuff.
Thanks again, Angus. And I think our key phrase was...
Guzzy Sampson.
And we'll be back tomorrow with Wayne Hope. And it's all thanks to the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Guzzy.
Jesse Sampson.